Okay, but I'm going to talk for a couple of seconds. I'm going to tell you something that Bill Monroe did to me, and I want to tell you about it. 28 years ago tonight, we was in Fincastle, Virginia, putting on a bluegrass festival. Bill Monroe got to my house on Wednesday morning. We were going to do a television show on Channel 7 in Roanoke. We had breakfast. He got up, went in my living room. We were picking the numbers. He got the mandolin out. He said to me, "She's got a mind of her own." And I said, "What are you talking about, Bill?" And he said, "That girl used to listen to his daddy play the fiddle on the front porch. He laid upstairs with the window open. And he thought if he could get a band and put with that and bring the fiddle out, and people would dance to it." So in the 30s, before the Monroes ever came here, Bob Wills created Texas Western Swing. And he used the fiddle predominantly. And it was played and danced through all through there, see? Here's Chubby Wise and Bob Wills' Faded Love. Bring the sound up. In 1942, a fiddle player came to Nashville, 51 years ago, this month, September. Fiddles were not used on singing records. They were used for instrumentals like Katie Hill and Back Up and Push, Orange Blossom Special. But Monroe wanted a fiddle player to play the melody just like he did on the mandolin. And the greatest fiddle player that's ever lived changed all the fiddling in America and country music when Chubby Wise recorded Footprints in the Snow with Bill Monroe 51 years ago.